Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
It takes a lot of work to keep up roads and highways. In a moment, I'll take you to a place where it all began. A one-block street that was the first of its kind, and it's still carrying traffic today. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the town of Bell Fountain, Ohio, you'll find a small street with a big claim to fame.
We actually have the oldest concrete street in America, Court Avenue, just right on the south side of the courthouse. It was completed in 1893 by a man named George Bartholomew.
Todd McCormick is director of the Logan County History Center in Bell Fountain, Ohio. He says Bartholomew thought concrete would be an excellent surface for roads, and he was looking for a town willing to try it.
He actually made a deal with Logan County officials and city officials in Bell Fountain that he would do a test section on Main Street, and if that held up to horse and buggies, this is back in the early 1890s, then they would hire and pave the other streets around the courthouse.
People often ask why this small town in Ohio was the very first to get a concrete street.
We had marl pits. Marl is a type of rock that was formed from old fish bones and seashells. This used to be a low-lying ocean. And when marl's crushed up and used with some other ingredients, they can make a really good concrete.
Bartholomew's idea of concrete streets was taken to the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893, where it won awards and interest from others.
Well, especially after the World's Fair, we had people from all over the country and even the world coming here to look at the street, look at Court Avenue, and talk to Bartholomew. I mean, obviously, before that, streets were usually made out, just dirt, and some days that's okay, but rainy days, it makes it tough to travel.
And that original concrete recipe, if you will, has stood the test of time.
Not only would it hold up horse and buggies, but also automobile. In fact, we're well over 100 years ago, and about 60% of Court Avenue is still the original concrete.
And one other street here, McKinley Street, has its own claim to fame. It's the shortest street in America at just 15 feet long. Both streets still bring folks to town to see them today. Traveling the countryside in Bell Fountain, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
Whether you've got 100 acres to mow or just some brush out back, Shell Brush, who's boss? Woods line of rotary cutters match a variety of tractors and applications so you can start clearing tall grass or tough brush right away with high lift blades and deeper decks for a better overall cut quality. You won't find any other rotary cutters that keep your land in line like Woods. Stop in to Larry Romance and Son at Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhall to find the right Woods rotary cutter for your next job.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
USDA's November World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASD, points to a large production across major U.S. crops. That's corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton, all showing increased levels. Update reflects strong yield, steady acreage, and demand that remains firm to support movement, but not tight enough to significantly draw down carryout. Now, corn remains the largest driver of overall supply. USDA trimmed yield to 186 bushels per acre, lowered production slightly to 16.8 billion bushels, but larger beginning stocks more than offset those reductions. Exports raised to 3.1 billion bushels on record fall shipment pace, pushing total demand higher. But even so, ending stocks increased to 2.2 billion bushels as USDA raised the season average price to $4 per bushel. Soybean supplies tightened modestly due to lower carry-in and a smaller crop. Now, production now estimated at 4.3 billion bushels with a 53-bushel yield. That's down slightly from prior expectations. USDA trimmed exports by 50 million bushels to 1.64 billion as U.S. price advantages narrowed against Brazil and Argentina. Ending stocks slipped only marginally, but stronger prices led USDA to raise the season average price to $10.50 per bushel. Wheat posting one of the report's biggest supply increases, a record all-wheat yield, lifted production to 1.985 billion bushels, up 58 million, with domestic use unchanged. Nearly all the added supply flowed straight into ending stocks. USDA lowered the season average price to $5 per bushel, reflecting both stronger production and softer market expectations for the remainder of the marketing year. Cotton saw another sizable production. Exports to 12.2 million bales, but raised ending stocks almost 20%. Now 4.3 million. That generates a burdensome stocks to use ratio near 31%. Season average upland price now lowered to 62 cents per pound as abundant supplies continue to weigh on the market. President Trump's new executive order carves out tariff exemptions for major food imports, marking a significant shift in trade policy. It's one that carries clear implications for both U.S. consumers and American ag. The order removes sweeping duties from products like beef, tomatoes, bananas, and coffee, reverses earlier tariff actions that help fuel higher grocery bills. And while the administration frames the move as an affordability fix, it also represents a targeted recognition that food inflation has become a political and economic pressure point heading into the weekend. Now, for consumers, immediate effect, downward pressure on supermarket prices, especially for imported fresh produce and tropical goods where tariffs had added some cost. Refunds set to be issued retroactively, and new framework deals with Argentina, Ecuador, Guatemala, and El Salvador point toward additional relief coming later this year. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away, but first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in Dryshod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that last all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the easy on, easy off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of Dryshod waterproof boots. Beyond the original, built to perform.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. The New World screwworm continues to plague livestock producers throughout Mexico and Central America, but progress is being made in the fight to keep the pest out of the United States. I'll have details on the newest USDA facility when we come back.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbeer. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides at the very least always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go 1 year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
Yes, the New World screwworm continues to pressure livestock producers throughout Mexico and Central America. But USDA opened a new sterile fly dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico last week, which expands the department's ability to slow the pest's northward movement. The New World screwworm poses a severe threat to livestock. Veterinarian Dr. Christopher Lee outlined the risk in a recent update saying, quote, "It will in fact disfigure and kill livestock, pets, wildlife, and yes, even you." The USDA has worked for decades to keep the parasite out of the United States, relying heavily on sterile insect technology. This strategy depends on dispersing large numbers of sterile flies across a wide geographic area to overwhelm wild screwworm populations. The USDA currently releases about 100 million sterile flies each week in Mexico. Until now, aerial operations were limited to the far south, forcing teams to use ground release chambers as the pest moved closer to the U.S. border. The Tampico facility finally gives USDA the ability to conduct full aerial dispersal across northeastern Mexico, including the state of Nuevo León, where a case was detected 70 miles from the U.S. border earlier this year. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins called the new site, quote, "another incredibly important tool in our arsenal to stop the spread of screwworm." She said the facility increases flexibility and responsiveness in northern Mexico and gives the USDA a greater ability to drop sterile flies and continue to push the pest further south. The Tampico facility is part of a broader expansion of prevention capacity in North America. USDA is investing $21 million to help Mexico renovate a sterile fly plant in Metapa, which will eventually double production. Here in the U.S., construction is underway at Moore Air Base in Edinburg, Texas, where a second dispersal facility will begin operating in early 2026. I'll have more when we come back.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
Leaders at the USDA and in livestock groups say the goal is straightforward. Keep the New World screwworm south of the border to protect American livestock. A reintroduction of screwworm in the U.S. would add immense volatility to both cattle and hog markets and raise costs for producers considerably. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk when we return.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4444. And online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Late last week, Land O'Lakes and Microsoft announced a multi-year strategic alliance, marking a new chapter in their commitment to agricultural innovation. They said that building on 5 years of successful collaboration, they're now focusing on co-developing artificial intelligence-powered tools, including a digital assistant called Oz. The assistant, built on models with Azure, uses Land O'Lakes ag data to help farmers make informed decisions aiming to optimize their operations, maximize yield potentials, and mitigate risk. U.S. farms, vital to the nation's food supply, rising production costs, falling crop prices, and declining farmable land, have been squeezing margins across operations of all sizes. According to Teddy Beekel, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, Land O'Lakes has supported American agriculture for more than 100 years, and the artificial intelligence-powered technologies that they're building with Microsoft will be the key to the next 100. The ag industry continues to face pressure from rising costs to shrinking margins. Judson Althoff, CEO of Microsoft's commercial business, says artificial intelligence innovation plays an important role in addressing the challenges. Oz is supposed to deliver critical crop information instantly. Land O'Lakes, owned by Knowledge Agricultural Retailers, acting as advisors to farmers throughout the growing season. Historically, the retailers leveraged the Land O'Lakes Crop Protection Guide, which is an 800-page agronomic resource built on 20 years of data and millions of data points, making personalized product recommendations that address unique farm-level challenges. Now, with this new artificial intelligence tool, they'll be able to work together to deliver fast, accurate, mobile-friendly responses to agricultural questions that are top of mind for farmers and specific to their unique needs. The transformation enabled Land O'Lakes to bring cutting-edge real-time data to farmers they serve, including through projects like the Digital Ag Platform that empowers farmers with innovative practices to improve quality and function of their soil, and the Digital Dairy Solution that captures data about dairy production, including areas with limited internet access, to help dairy farmers track and increase their production.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed, margins,
productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. With all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
On our way to Mexico to talk and lead the trade mission, Secretary Rollins stopped by the National Milk Producer Federation annual meeting, touting the Trump administration's Milk Action Plan to support American dairy farmers. She said she wants to be very clear. They're looking for those in the dairy industry and across rural America reaching a golden age for producers. Rollins is, of course, a Texas native. keynoting last week's National Milk Producer Federation meeting, the joint United Dairy Board and United Dairy Industry Association. Rowland spoke to roughly 750 farmers, co-op leaders, and industry professionals gathered at that annual meeting. In her remarks, Rowland outlined USDA's dairy priorities, outlining the administration's four-point approach to support the industry, incentivizing dairy consumption through changes to the Dietary Guidelines for America, which are, of course, expected either late next month or early in January, working to drive down input costs, facilitating investment in U.S. milk processing, and expanding markets to help milk producers prosper. Rowlands noted the importance of the farm labor issues, pledging to seek federal changes to rules and regulations in coordination with the Departments of Labor and Homeland Security, while noting that broader changes will require congressional action.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farm Credit has been financing rural America for over 100 years. And just like agriculture is sustainable, so are we. Let us help you establish permanent grazing pastures, invest in a hydroponic system, or purchase livestock. The future of agriculture is important to us, and we're here to help you make it last. Call our office at 1-800-919-FARM to speak with a loan officer today. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, harvest season is winding down slowly across our region, and that's not the only thing that's winding down.
We are just a couple of weeks away from the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season.
November 30th, to be exact, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Usually, those final weeks of the hurricane season are quiet.
As we reach this mid-November point, we have seen to this date 13 named tropical cyclones and 5 hurricanes.
Compared to the May National Hurricane Center forecast of 13 to 19 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. And the August update, that range slightly lowered from 5 to 8 hurricanes.
Based on that August forecast, we are at the very low end of that forecast. In a technical sense, they were right, at least with the August update. But both of those numbers on the very lowest end, 13 named storms and 5 hurricanes.
A displaced African monsoon and very hostile western Atlantic wind-shearing weather systems were behind the lower tropical storm count, and no hurricanes making landfall on the U.S. coast. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia agricultural cost share funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
If your soil could talk,
what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Our pearl of wisdom today tells us to fear less, hope more, eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Hate less, love more. And all good things are yours. That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Hicks.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia. D.C. may be a long way from the farmlands here in western New York, but what happens in Washington is sure to affect us here in CJ country. Here's another news update from the USDA.
We are just a couple of weeks away from the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season.
November 30th, to be exact, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Usually those final weeks of the hurricane season are quiet.
As we reach this mid-November point, we have seen to this date 13 named tropical cyclones and 5 hurricanes.
Compared to the May National Hurricane Center forecast of 13 to 19 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. And the August update, that range slightly lowered from 5 to 8 hurricanes.
Based on that August forecast, we are at the very low end of that forecast. In a technical sense, they were right, at least with the August update, but both of those numbers on the very lowest end, 13 named storms and 5 hurricanes.
A displaced African monsoon and very hostile western Atlantic wind-shearing weather systems were behind the lower tropical storm count, and no hurricanes making landfall on the U.S. coast. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand's Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a Seed Consultants sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit SeedConsultants.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for Ask the Vets with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, as we head into seasonal changes and old man winter, that's the question. A good reminder, how do we care for our calves during these winter months?
Yeah, looking at calves, thinking about cold weather from a calorie balance is something that's always important to do as the seasons change and the weather gets colder. And I always like to explain that I think about calories as a form of currency, and so people pay bills with money and calves pay bills with calories, and the bills that calves have to pay are the heat bill, and that maintains their body temperature, their core body temperature, and that takes calories. And then they have to pay the immune system. Those are the little warriors that are out fighting off infection every day, hundreds and thousands of millions of them, white blood cells and things floating around the bloodstream fighting off infection, and they all have to be paid with calories. In fact, the immune system is one of the largest calorie utilizers in the body. People don't think about that, but it is. And then, of course, growth takes calories, and so doing everything we can to help it keep that calorie balance as a positive. So you can think about calves' heat bill, just like our heat bill gets more expensive in the winter because we have to burn more to stay warm. Calves have to burn more calories to stay warm. And so if calves have a fixed amount of calories that they're eating every day and have to send more of those calories to pay the heat bill to keep their core temperature where it needs to be, then by definition they have less calories to do other things like pay the immune system to keep themselves healthy or divert calories to growth. With calves that are not maintaining a good calorie balance in the winter, growth rates decrease, and illness events, whether it's scours or respiratory or whatever, will typically increase, and that's because of this kind of like a negative calorie balance thing where so many calories are going to pay the heat bill to keep that body temperature up. And so a couple things we can do to make that calorie balance better, obviously bedding with long stem straws, is that takes a little thermal stress off the calf. I kind of liken it to like crawling under the covers at night when you go to bed. And if it can't do that, then that would be like you going to bed, but you don't crawl under your sheets and stay warm. You just lay on top of your sheets, and that would be cold. And so bedding, you know, maybe 3-4 times a week instead of 2 or 3 times a week keeps that bedding loftier. And a good number to use would be 25 pounds of dry, lofty straw per 1,000 pounds of calf every day. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to bed every day, but you can use that to calculate. If you got 10 calves and they each weigh 100 pounds, that's 1,000 pounds. So you should be going through about 25 pounds of straw a day, or 50 pounds if you do it every other day. So some simple math can help us keep on track on the bedding there. Another thing you can do to help the calorie balance is you can put calf jackets on. Typical rule of thumb is when the daytime high and the nighttime low added together are less than 90, then you should put jackets on. So, for example, the daytime high is 40, the nighttime low is 30, the added together is 70, 70 is less than 90, there should be calf jackets on. So typically when the days are 50 and the nights are 40, usually about when we start to put them on. Another thing you can do is feed more calories, and that's best done by feeding more volume. So if you're feeding whole milk, there's really not a whole lot of choice you're going to have. You just increase the volume. Some people add a balancer for a little extra nutrition. Another option is if you're feeding milk replacer, some people might be tempted to just add more powder, right? The calories are in the powder, and feed the same volume, but you have to be very careful when you do that, because if the total solids get too much or the milk becomes too rich, it can cause tremendous amounts of nutritional diarrhea for calves, and they can actually get very sick and die from that. It can also increase the risk of things like clostridial bloat. So generally speaking, my advice is don't change the mix, just increase the volume fed. If you are going to change the mix, I would not push your total solids percentage more than 13. In fact, there's a lot of companies out there that recommend 13% total solids. I just think it's too high. My own personal limit is like 12.5. I think it's a safe realm. And then if you still want more nutrition, you can just always feed that percentage mix with more volume. So just a few things, the bedding, the jacket, increased calories, all of these things are designed to kind of stack the deck in that calf's favor and put more calorie balance towards being available for things like immune system and growth. And you'll see a difference. You definitely see a difference in those calves when they have adequate calories in the cold weather. Just on the flip side, though, during the summer, as weird as it sounds, they actually have to burn more calories to cool themselves. So it's not just a winter-only thing. But nonetheless, we got 6 months before we have to worry about that.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
A New Jersey-based crop performance and nutrition company is expanding westward in a big way. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue.
Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Performance nutrition is branching out. General Manager John Flynn says the previous focus was more on markets in the eastern U.S.
We are now moving into the Midwest and actually into the California ag markets as well, hiring new reps, bringing out new products, and looking for a very exciting 2026 kickoff.
Flynn says the company has also ramped up data collection to support their products.
We realize that we need to have field-driven data so that we could put some parameters on our products and understand exactly what the growers are looking for and what we could provide.
Performance Nutrition became part of California-based Valuedoor Products last year, and Flynn says they have spurred the expansion.
I think our dedication to continually be innovative basically remains our focus. Our agronomic specialists, product development experts, whether it's talking about nutrient uptake or improving soil health or increasing crop resilience, we've always been known more as a technology company, and we're looking to deliver a good, honest approach to results for growers.
You can learn more at pnfertilizers.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Burt's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Burt's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Burt's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1. The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, Fluid Milk, home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 26. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 24 degrees.
American Cattle News. Almost time for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Cattle Industry and NCBA Trade Show, now known as CattleCon, moves to Nashville February 3rd through the 5th. Michaela Clouser is with NCBA.
I am very excited for this CattleCon in 2026 in Nashville because it is the first time that Cattlemen's College is included in all registration. So it is not a separate registration, it is not a separate fee. All attendees are able to attend Cattlemen's College. So we're really excited about that it's open to everyone that attends. And with that, we have some fantastic sessions to highlight. We will have a pretty in-depth succession planning workshop. It will be a chance for producers and attendees to become BQA certified. So there will be a BQA certification. And then also you'll hear you'll hear a wider variety of different topics, from genetics to repro, nutrition, cattle health and handling. So we have some really fantastic cutting edge topics and speakers that are coming to Nashville, and that Cattlemen's College is available to all attendees.
Though Cattlemen's College is good for cattlemen, it's also good for ranch hands and others.
Oh, absolutely. Cattlemen's College is geared towards everyone. So whether it's an owner-operator, or as you mentioned, a ranch hand or a worker, or a college student that is there with their university and want to learn more about a specific topic, if they're exploring grad school, or other companies and experts within the industry that are interested in certain topics and want to interact with the speaker. There really is something for everyone in Cattlemen's College.
American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, November the 18th. I'm Remington Rickett. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 66.17. The Dow down 460.91. And NASDAQ lower as well, 224.32. Bitcoin higher, gold higher, euro lower. Over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, December 60.67, January higher as well, 60.57, and February 60.30. Gasoline higher, nat gas mixed, crude oil higher. So we go over to the grains futures prices. Corn December 2 even higher here at the end of the day, 436.75, March 449.5, and corn May 456.5. Soybean lower, soybean meal mixed, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 2.25 higher at 546.5, March 559 even, and wheat May in the green as well at 568.5. Hard red winter wheat December 2.5 down, 526.25, March 543 even. Hard red spring wheat December 539.75, slightly lower here at the end of the day, with the March doing the same at 569 even. Over to the cotton December 21 cents higher at the end of the day, 62.57, March 64.39, and cotton May contract 32 cents higher, 65.57. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December 220.02, 125 down, February 220.85, and April 221.32. Feeder cattle January 326.05, March in the red as well at 318.40. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout lower, class 3 milk mixed.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.